You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans with me, Cheryl Burke, an iHeartRadio podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans. My next guest is known for her role in the Cheetah Girls, is a woman who I am lucky enough to call a friend and someone who I became very close to, especially during our time on the show together and on the DWTS tour. She was someone I confided in, knowing that what I had experienced during my early DWTS days of being in the public eye was something she already had experienced herself. I will forever be grateful to my next guest for holding my hand through the public scrutiny I was facing at that time, as she was definitely someone I was able to lean and depend on through the chaos, but also the fun, and more importantly, the memories and friendship that we had established back then, which is something I will cherish forever. My next guest competed during season 5 of Dancing with the Stars, and her time on the show will definitely go down in history as one of the most shocking eliminations in all 32 seasons. Let's give a warm welcome to my friend, the beautiful and talented wife and mother of two, Sabrina Bryan, to the podcast. Welcome to Sex, Lies, and Spray Tan, Sabrina Bryan. Holy crap. People are excited about this, you know?
Really?
Yeah, you got a lot of views on my IGS, aka Instagram stories.
That's a new one. I think I'm going to have to jot that one down. Jot it down.
Everything's an abbreviation. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you? You look beautiful. Oh, I miss you so much, girl.
I'm like, want to just grab you through the screen.
I know. I wish we could have done this in person. Maybe next time.
Yeah, for sure. Because I don't think we're going to get through all my questions. So speaking of, first of all, thank you for doing this. Second of all, who is Sabrina Bryan behind all the fame, the fortune, everything? Like, oh, who man. Are you?
Who am I? Oh, gosh. Yeah,
behind closed doors.
Now I'm a mom and loving that. I feel like I'm living all of my dreams out with my little girl. I've always wanted to be a boy mom. I've loved being a girl mom. She is a complete replica of me. So that's scary. She is. She's so sassy, but she's hilarious and she's sweet. But man, she keeps me on my toes. She says things every single day. Yesterday, you know what she told me? She was looking. I just put some new earrings in and she was looking in the mirror. And, oh, mommy, she's three. Mommy, I love them. Then she pulls up her belly, her little shirt and goes, I think I want one right here.
Her belly button?
I said, what? She goes, yeah. And one of our sitters has one. And so she said, I want one like her. I knew these kinds of things
Wait,
were
people
coming.
People still have that? You know, I still have a hole, permanent hole. I should show her what happens when you don't
she
have
can
it
see
anymore.
Mommies, Cheryl, after two babies, it's no longer a hole. It's like a slit. It's not cute. And it's there forever. Every time I get a spray tan, yeah. It's a little darker. I got to like, like, it's just, it's too so belly buttons. Ugly. It's so ugly. It's so ugly. It's not huge. It's just not cute. And you'll just always know.
Right.
That there was one there. It's not like I heard nose rings go away. You know, like the
tattoos nowadays.
Yeah, it's not like that. There's nothing you can do about it. It's
awful. You can
awful.
Add some extra skin and cover
right.
it.
So it's weird. Right. Yeah. And you start thinking about things that you'll eventually have, like those talks. But for her, they come so early. Why are we talking about this when you're three? Hey,
at least she can come to you and talk about it. You know, I would never.
That's true.
I pierced my own ear. Like, I was such a rebel. Like, it was a dare.
Oh, my goodness.
And I wanted to be in this friend group. Anyway, that's for another podcast. So what do you think people's biggest misconception is about you, Sabrina?
Wow. It depends what we're talking about. So I feel like, you know, maybe cheetah girls wise, they thought I was a little bit more squeaky clean than I was, you know, which I'm glad that I did a good job, because I feel like with that role, it was important for, you know, when I was in college during Cheetah Girls, if I had a red solo cup at any kind of college party and someone tried to take a picture of me, I would just throw it. I just would not want any kind, because I just felt it was very important being a part of the Disney Channel. I was really particular, but I think now they would think I was a little bit more squeaky clean than I was.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to Dancing with the Stars, I don't know if it's necessarily a misconception. I was really, you remember, well, I don't know if you remember, I was just really intense. I had an intense partner who had a whole family who was intense into the show and wanting
partners.
To do well.
Intense
I had
partners.
Two partners. The second time wasn't as much, I don't think, but mm-hmm. that first time, I feel I came across a little bit more. This is true. I came across a little bit more arrogant than I actually am. I'm very competitive, but I wasn't as arrogant as I feel like some of the packages sort mm-hmm. of showed. I was nervous and freaked out, you know, shed a tear probably before every single show because I was so nervous that I was going to make a mistake. Mm-hmm. I have been performing for a long time, but never on that kind of level.
Mm-hmm.
And, so yeah, I think that arrogance might have just been kind of what I like, just sucking it up and holding my breath, you know, or you know, things that I might have said. I don't know. I feel
how
like
you,
I look at that first season a little bit more arrogant than I ever was. I was freaking out every week. Every week I thought I was going home.
But arrogance, so like, is this a thing that you are telling yourself, or you mean that is what people you believe thought of you?
So back at season 5, which was in 1764 with the show, that was the very, maybe not the first season. I don't know. Maybe you could tell me when they had those chat boards online on mm-hmm. abc.com.
It was there from the beginning.
Was like it there from
message
the beginning?
Boards?
Those message boards.
Yes. Those
okay.
are toxic waste.
But it was very new in the world, you know, I had never experienced, well, at least for me, I guess maybe I should just say it was new for me. I had never experienced that with the Cheetah Girls. You know, I just
really,
no, if they were, it was all love and, you know, again,
but there were still message boards.
I don't remember there being Cheetah Girl message boards that I ever knew
okay.
of. So the show was kind of my first.
Right. There was no
right?
internet.
And so I read them, or my manager would read them, or Mark would read them. Mark really took a lot of stuff to heart. But just, it was from that, you know, just, you know, she just thinks she's so great, or, you know, she doesn't deserve to be here because she's a dancer, you know, those kinds of things. And it was like very hard, you know, I was mm-hmm. still pretty young. I was 22 or 23 when I did the show. And again, I went on because my mom loved the show, and I went to the, not the finale night, but I went to the previous season
mm-hmm.
and saw it and was wowed by the production, the, you know, that competitive
energy.
Intensity, the
yeah.
energy. I loved all of it. And I knew it would mean so much to my mom. So that's where why I even went on it. And then
wait,
to get
you never
hit,
went on it because you wanted to do it?
No, I wanted to. I never knew
you
about
wanted
the show.
To do it. Okay.
But this is how this show came into my life.
Okay.
I would come home to my parents' house from LA when I was living in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was on a Monday or Tuesday night, they were in front of the TV with their little like TV dinner trays. My mom and dad would have a notepad. their dinner, a notepad, to make notes of their thoughts of each of the routines. And they would give their own scores and see how, they were trying to see if they could get, you know, Len's score. They always wanted to see how close they could figure out, if they could figure out the technique. Because right. again, ballroom was in nowhere of my life. I had never done really anything. Right. Anything. Right. I think I did some swing dancing type of thing.
You mean partner dancing, but you had danced before, obviously.
Yes, but this style, I mean, you're talking tap, jazz, ballet, hip hop.
No, I don't think it actually helps you. I think it hurts you.
Absolutely. I think the perception of what you should be able to do when now, so you think you can dance, has also blurred the lines, because so many of those dancers will now be on the show, or, you know, or now Dancing with the Stars does contemporary routines, you know, all that has kind of blurred. But back at season 5, it was very, I feel, looking at it, it was a lot more to the book of what the dances were supposed to
ballroom technique is, which is, yeah, which I think should still be that way. But that's just me, because that's what separated the show from So You Think You Can Dance.
Absolutely.
From World of Dance, all these dance shows, that's what made it unique. But yes, you know, everything.
I mean,
evolves.
I remember learning to do the quick step and the choreography being made, and it had to flow to from the corner, like there was all these different things, and I loved learning that. It was so cool to me that to learn all these rules. Mm-hmm. All the dancing I had, there were no rules. There was just, you just got out there and there was styles. There was specific holds, things that Len did so much of. I loved getting his critiques. Anyway, so back to, my parents loved it. So for Mother's Day, I called my agent and I said, is there any way I could maybe get into, go to a live taping for a Mother's Day gift? I'd love to do that for my mom. And my agent, Julie, goes, it's so crazy you're calling me, because Dina Katz from Dancing with the Stars just called and asked if you'd be interested in coming to a show to see if you'd want to do next season. And I was like, okay, I mean, I'll go check it out. This is really just about like wanting to get my mom live at the show. And she's like, okay. It took me maybe one commercial break to be like, I'm in. What do I need to do to get me on this show? This show is amazing. I loved it. I really did. So
you realize that you were the first dancer to come on the show, right?
Mario Lopez wasn't considered a dancer.
Not,
he was a dancer on Kids Incorporated. But I didn't dance. Well, I did.
He was on Saved by the Bell. Right. But I'm not saying this to attack you or anything like that. I'm saying because that's probably was a shock to the fans.
I went out just being myself. And I remember Joey Fatone telling me when we started hanging out, you really screwed up. You came out of the gates like flying, and you should have probably held it back and got better.
First of all, how can you do that? Like, as a performer, I can't do that to this day.
I don't have an on and off button with that when it comes to that.
So then you're not being your authentic, organic, vulnerable self, which is what gets you through, right?
Like, sure, absolutely. But I also would have now hated every video that I saw. Now I can look at my cha-cha, the very first thing I got to do on the show. And I don't know how technically great it was.
It was great.
I just watched it. I loved every aspect of that routine. I love that I have these videos that I get to now show my daughter at one point, you know,
look at mommy.
And when she starts
killing it,
backing at me from her dance stuff, I'll be like, let me just show you
a
video.
Look at those straight lockstep legs. Look at those locksteps. Cha, cha, cha. You know, like, you were killing it.
Ugh, thank
you. Let's rewind here a little bit. Okay. So you were Mark Ballas's first partner, right?
Yes.
Did Dina Katz ask you, like, did you want to dance with someone in specific, or was this was kind of like a, you want to do it? Great. Okay. Let's do this. Did you tell her you had dance experience?
Yes. Because, you know, you go to this interview and you meet all of the producers, and Dina's there as well. And they have a bunch of questions that you sit down and talk to them about. And I told them about my dance experience. I said, but I don't even know what ballroom is, to be honest. I think I've seen a few videos and I've been to the show once now. That's all I know. It's literally where it starts and ends. And, but I have done, obviously, with the Cheetah Girls, I'm the dancer in the group. You know, my character is, and, I know how to dance. I know how to move, but I said, I really would love to learn this new style and see if I can do it. It would be awesome. If anything, ballet was the worst. So ballroom scared the crap out of me. I was asking them, is there any chance that that waltz thing could maybe be not on my list of things to do?
Because, is that what you said to her? To Dina?
Yeah. I don't think thing. I could do that at all. You know, but so they asked me that. And then when it came to partners, they said, do you have any partners that you know, really are? And I said, honestly, the only ones I pay attention to are the girl ones. I love Cheryl. Julianne looks great. I don't really pay attention to the guy ones. And I don't know anyone enough. Please just give me somebody who, you know, really wants to take on somebody who wants to learn. Like, that's it.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What were your first, I guess, impressions? Because Mark, I'll never forget that when Mark and Derek, you know, it was their first season, they are in, they, you know, they're coming out with me of 7 nights a week. They're like my two like security guards in little tiny tank tops. You know, they're boys. Like they were
yeah,
so young.
They were little.
And you know, they obviously knew like, oh, I was the girl that just like had a great time and also had success on the show. And yeah. Like it was a whole thing. And mind you, I knew them from, but not
right.
Not well, but I did take, you know, I got coaching from Shirley. I went to Julianne's 10th birthday at Shirley Ballas's house in England. Like, it's just, it's a whole mix, but yeah. I never got to know them until they started Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
What were your first impressions of Mark Ballas?
Oh, what I love, still looking back to this day, he was so excited to be on the show. I mean, some of the pros by season 5, you guys were all comfortable. You were all good.
Really?
Yeah, you guys
I
just
wasn't
seemed
comfortable.
The only time, and it wasn't until the end of the season that I realized what all of you go through as far as wondering and not knowing about whether you'll be on the next season.
Well, right. And then we also had tours in between. We didn't have a day off.
You had a tour.
2 seasons a year.
Yes. And so it was a lot, but mm-hmm. You guys seemed like you found your groove. You were excited about it. It was different mm-hmm. from what you all grew up doing from the time you started walking. And this came with you know, a fame. It came with notoriety. We could get into Hyde. Like, you know what I mean? It was just, there was so much that you guys seemed so comfortable. And Mark came with this just energy of the way he is. He's so competitive. And if he's going to do something, he's going to kill it. Like, it's going to be, he's going to put everything in it. He has two parents that have raised him to go for gold or don't do it at all. You know what I mean? I mean, and they, it was fun to get to know them. They were, the amount of instruments that him and Derek can play, you know, the amount of plays they've done and acting, and I imagine Shirley back in the day when they were little.
Shirley's Mark's mother.
Shirley's Mark's mom. And I have this visual is because of the pictures that Shirley's shown me of Mark and Derek in their little uniforms they had to wear to school. Just so cute. It's like that. It looks like that book Madeline when you were little.
Okay, yes. That's
kind of what they look like. Swear to God. That's the visual
so
I have.
And growing
I
into their like, own bodies.
Yes. And I feel like, you know, Mark's sitting at a table and maybe just doodling, and Shirley looks over his shoulder and goes, "Oh, you like to doodle?" And then she's like, "Bam, Oscar," and has like the most professional doodler of the world ready to train him in being the best doodler. Like, she was just that mom.
She was a dance mom.
Yeah, but on all levels.
No, yeah, not in a bad way.
Act great. This is what you're going to do. How amazing is that? Like,
how much did she help you?
A ton.
I could tell you totally had Shirley style. Like, I could tell from your leg action that Shirley Ballas was straight up in your business.
Yes. And the egg and the flip. I mean, that is a Shirley Ballas.
That is just a perfect way of doing ballroom arms. How about Corky? How much was Corky Ballas involved?
So Corky and Shirley were both in and out of LA. Corky, I think, had actually gotten an apartment as well as Shirley's, but they were in and out. They were both working a ton.
Yeah.
So it kind of depended on what day of what week we would get them. But also, you know, Mark not knowing a lot of people, nor Derek, it was nice for them to have family there. You know what I mean?
So, I got help since my last day on the show. Like, absolutely.
Oh, for sure. I know from all the pros on the show that I know and am close with and love, they all do. They are all, these are the things I'm really good at, and these are the things I'm not so great at. So this is why I pull in someone. I think that's awesome.
So was it ever like at a crossroads a little bit? Because I'm sure you collaborated. I'm sure you wanted to also have your input, which is not normal.
No. And a matter of fact,
you're like hip hop section in the cha-cha.
I did not want any part of that. I said,
but you didn't collaborate,
but they wanted me to. I wasn't like,
that's a good thing.
The way the package is. No, I don't love that, because the way the package is like, oh, here, now I'm going to teach you. No, that's not how I was. I was like, I don't want to waste 4 counts of 8 on hip hop. Can we do more cha-cha?
Who's they? Who forced you?
The producer, like everyone around, like, hey, Sabrina, don't you want to do something like this? Don't you want to put some hip hop? And then, you know, Mark had hip hop experience as well. And so he was totally down and wanting to do it. And I said, okay, Mark, let's do some hip hop. Teach me. And they're like, no, Sabrina, you're the hip hop dancer. And I didn't want to teach.
I know why they did this. They needed a story in your package. Because what would your story be? Of you just like being amazing. Like, there's no story.
Right. Yeah. But it, to me, was a downfall, because it made it look like I was trying to take over, and that just wasn't the case.
Do you think that's the reason why you got voted off way too early?
I don't think it's one reason, but do you think
that like the public, when these packages, I keep saying it, are vital. They're more important than your freaking dance. Okay. So it's like, at the end of the day, that's what I mean. Like, knowing what I know now, it's like what comes out of your mouth, you got to think about the edit.
Right. It was more frustrating when it was an edit that was given to you, like given to you when you were not even wanting to say that or talk about it. Things happen in the rehearsal studio. And there's one on week 3 where him and I were really frustrated. And a lot of it had to do with him putting the routine together. And I got frustrated because the week before, Elio Castronovas, who was with Julianne, he beat us, our score. He beat the score that we got that week before. And so then we're only on week 3. Instantly, they're pitting us against each other. And Corky and Jordan. Oh my gosh, that's my same. Corky,
that's your husband.
Mark.
You hadn't met him yet.
Not at all. Corky and Mark had been putting the routine together and they had an idea.
What dance was it?
Jive. So it's fun. It's, you know, and I get
that was
it.
I hate jive, but that jive was killer.
Really?
Oh, it was great. I knew exactly that Shirley and Corky were involved when you did the windmill.
This thing? Was it this thing? Yes. The slappy thing where you turn around?
Yes. Okay. That shit is not easy. Right then and there, I was like, this girl is on all... You might as well just give her the Mirrorball trophy. And mind you, I was already out because I danced with Wayne Newton, who pulled out because of walking pneumonia or because he was scared of me. One of the two. But...
Well, I mean, he probably... Anyone that you get probably has this... I've got to be the best, you know.
Oh,
you've got such a legacy on the show. You can't get a partner like you and think, yeah, we're just going to kick it. We're going to see.
I mean, there's the reality of the situation. Like Wayne, I mean, oh, whatever. Anyways, back to you. So so you have so many competitive people in one circle, in one team. And then you've got the show.
And they wanted me to do something I didn't want to do. They wanted... Mark was going to play, like, get down and play like he was driving a car, and they wanted me to kick him over and put a one up in the air.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, like just, he's Elio.
Yeah, like he's Elio, right? And they think, you know, Corky and Mark, when they get together, are two hysterical people. They're so funny. And when they think they're funny, they think this is the only thing we can do. And I just didn't want to. Now, Shirley was out of town during this time. And I really didn't want to do that. I felt like already, again, the blogs were saying I was this cocky, you know, I thought I was so great. I'm not going to say that I'm going to kick my opponent over and put a one finger in the air. I don't feel like that was really a nice thing to do. I think they thought it'd be funny. I felt like it was going to be portrayed totally different. And I just didn't want to do it. And I kind of just stuck my ground. At some point, you have to say, no, I don't want to. I do not want to do that. So can we please do something else? So then it just kind of, you know,
was, do you wish that you would have said that when they asked you to put hip hop in your cha-cha?
No, because I think it made the cha-cha stand out. And I think
definitely
it ended up being fine. But yeah. I was really worried about people and I was anticipating people not liking me because of my experience of dancing. So I was worried about it, but I loved it. It turned out great.
It was amazing.
It
was solid. You were amazing, Sabrina.
Thank you. No, it was fun. But anyway, so I got in trouble the next week when Shirley got back. She let me have it. I got a Shirley Ballas.
Wait, why?
Teachy moment. Because she's like, you're not the teacher. And I said, Shirley, I'm not trying to be the teacher.
But the producers asked you to do that.
Well, they asked us to talk about it on the show in our package.
Corky wanted to do this number one thing, the driving.
Corky and Mark, they were in it. They were in it together.
Got it.
And I just didn't want to. And so obviously when it gets back to her, I don't talk to Shirley on the phone. She's, you know, she's stepping in and just saying, you got to do what they want you to do. And I said, I understand that, Shirley, but at some point I've got to be true to myself too, you know, and as scary as it is to go against you right now, I didn't want to do it. And so we did
it. Is what it is.
And I'm glad we didn't, because I think that would have really had a backlash.
Yeah.
And, you know, now after years of, or even a few years after Mark being on the show, I don't think he would have ever suggested that. You know, that was another first time season, you know, not knowing what kind of, like you said, now there's so much you guys know about the show and how the audience is going to react. I don't think that he would have even probably suggested it, or maybe he would have. He's still, I'm sure, very silly.
So I'm also pretty sure, I don't know how involved they are, like they were during his last season or like previous seasons, but like, you know, this is a big no-no in the production world of, but mind you, they all know, like they all know we go and get help. Like, either you're married to a dancer and they help you, or your parents are dancers, or like in my situation, none of the above.
It goes by so fast. Like you get done with one episode and some people were back at the rehearsal studio working on the next routine. Whether the celebrity was there or not, usually the pros were there for at least a couple hours working out what the next week was going to be for them and their partner.
Well, you also had results shows, so we lost a day. So we went straight from Tuesday's results show after a full day prior to that, and then another day of a show I would stay up till God knows when. And then we would go out and, you know, get schwasted every Monday night. Yeah. So it's like, I was just on survival mode. But back to, back to you. Was it hard for you to, was it too many cooks in the kitchen?
No, I loved any and all help. I mean, there was times where I remember you would give me, you would start talking about something and you would kind of start getting into the technique. And it was like, I felt like I was like this close to you. Please tell me more. I loved it. Max, same
it's
thing.
So
Max,
rare.
Like, Max was like, I remember he said something about my footwork and I said, what do you mean? He's like, you know, you're going from, I don't even remember what it was, but like you're going from toe to heel. It needs to be heel to toe and blah, 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 blah. And I said, and I remember going to my phone, pulling up my YouTube video and going, or not YouTube, but my video of me doing the dance. I'm like, what part are you talking about? I loved it. You guys were just these, just knowledge. You had so much in this world that I was falling in love with. And you guys just would, it was so awesome how you would just give like advice. You know, we were all competing.
Remember when we would have party and have slumber parties at Palazzo and me and you would be so crazy. And I was teaching you how to straighten your freaking legs and what, how to distribute your weight from foot to foot.
Yes. I remember that. I actually have, you know, what's funny when you that say video? That when probably a video of it, but I do have a video of Kim Johnson teaching my husband. Now we were just dating to do some type of lift thing with me. And she in your, but this was your big house in the hills. Mm-hmm. And it was, it's just so funny. Cause he actually really loves dancing too. He really loves learning and how much I did. Cause after the All-Star season or after our season, I went on tour. Then I was in Vegas.
Oh,
yeah. And that's when Jordan and I were first getting together. And he was just around all these dancers who loved to teach him how to do stuff. It was so fun.
And who must love him in general.
Oh yeah, they do. They love him.
He's a sweet man.
Yeah, he's awesome. And he's an athlete, but is good. He's got rhythm, but it's just so fun. I mean, our best friend, James, you know, big in the ballroom world, taught us our first dance. We have a full blown first dance that I didn't want to do. I wanted to sway. Jordan wanted to learn a dance, like a full, I don't know if it would be considered a foxtrot or what, but yeah.
I love that.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you feel like with Mark, since it was his first season, he must have been so excited? Like, there was also a lot of paparazzi. This was like the height of Dancing mm-hmm. with the Stars.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you had to, in a way, hold his hand through it all? Like, did he get, did he ever turn to you for advice? Did you have to kind of sure. be like, it's okay, if you're on TMZ looking cross-eyed, no worries, going to go away the next day?
Yeah, he really held it together, I'd say, when it comes to the paparazzi. His more questions and concerns was him and Derek had their band, and they were right. bringing their band over from London.
England,
and
yeah.
I would say, you know, not necessarily leaned, but definitely asked for advice on certain things. And my manager fell in love with Mark and Derek. It was obviously hard not to. They were so excited. They were so talented. They had so much to bring.
Wait, what
to
was it called again?
The D Huff Band? No, the Ballas no. Huff Band. Ballas
oh, right. Band. It changed like so many times, but yes, it that did. Was one
it
of them.
Did.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so they were really working on their music. I think that's what they were really actually wanting to do. They loved being on the show, obviously, but they were hoping that was going to, you know, project their band and the opportunities for their band eventually. And so my manager and I helped style them for, do you remember their first performance? Yes. I don't remember what club it was, but my yes. manager and I helped a lot with that, you know, of just helping out and, you know, making sure press was going to be there awesome. And all that kind of stuff to help them because they were great
before they had any reps,
and,
right?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, at the time, Mel B's manager, we were out with Mel B a lot, and her manager started talking with Derek
her
and Mark.
Ex-husband?
And no, he was Stefan. Not their ex-husband. He was a manager aside from that. I think I think that situation left before the ex-husband started managing. Okay. I think, I don't know, but,
did you and Mark date?
I knew you were going to do this. You're such a jerk. Who did you date?
A bunch. I got a long list, girl, but this ain't about me. Go ahead.
No, you know what? Nothing ever official. But we were just, again, like finding a new best friend, you know, finding a buddy. Him and Derek were so green, and we were together all the time. You know, we would rehearse, and we loved rehearsing. We loved what we were doing. So after rehearsal studios, I know we weren't probably supposed to do this, but we'd go in the parking lot of Palazzo and go through our stuff again. If we felt like we were, you know, a lot of times he just wanted everything to be perfect, not really necessarily always concerned about me, but the choreography. So he was always trying to fine tune.
So were you, right?
I did. I wanted it to be perfect. And especially after getting to know him and Derek so well, I wanted this to be amazing for right. Mark and Derek to have a great first season on the
absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. And I think Julianne
had just won this season before, right? With Apollo. Yeah. So it was like, they knew you could come in for the first season and win. It wasn't something you had to work up to. If you had a good partner and great, great material, you could win. You could. So that was their goal. We were really, really close. I wouldn't really consider it a relationship.
No.
As much as it was a friendship. We were together from, you know, we would go to rehearsals together because they lived in a different set of the buildings, but like there's different palazzos.
West side, east
yeah,
side.
They lived in a different one, but he would either pick me up or me and my girlfriend, Stephanie, that was there with me everywhere, would go pick up Mark and Derek. You know, we'd all go together.
Yeah.
To the rehearsal studio once we were done. So then you're eating lunch together in between then you're doing fittings. So you're driving, you might as well drive there together. You know, it all makes sense to wear. And we were the same age too. It wasn't like there was a giant age gap there. We were into the same thing, music, dance, acting, you know, movies, everything. And I would bring him down to Orange County to hang out with my friends on a day off, you know, yeah. to just
a day see, off. Say what?
At some point, we got off
an hour off.
Ended up having quite a bit of time off.
Right. Let's just be real. It didn't take you too long to get these routines. Come on.
No, it did. I did. I worked.
The detail
I worked
maybe.
Many hours, but
yeah.
There's just this
bond.
This bond that you create, and you also are your, this is a goal that you both want. It's not, I feel really lucky to have a pro who's on their first season, because again, there were some pros where you could tell kind of checked out. They didn't see themselves going very much and they checked out of the season. They just kind of wanted to get as far as they could, you know, not necessarily gunning for the trophy. And 100% Mark was gunning for that trophy. And I wanted nothing more than to have him win his first season. It would have been amazing.
And so when you found out you got eliminated, what was going through your mind? Were you shocked? Did you know it was coming? Did you hear any rumblings behind the scenes?
No, not at all. And that's one thing I wish you, I mean, I guess if you looked at the blogs maybe, but so when you ask, you asked earlier about why I think happened, you know, after you, as it's going on, you're trying to get as many votes. But again, I was a cheetah girl. I was on the Disney Channel. I had a giant fan base, but not.
Well, you're also still on the same network and family.
Right. Yeah. But so my fan base might have been tuning in, but I'm not quite sure they were jumping on phones and texting and voting, right? You know, the way you could vote. So I knew the only way I had a shot was to get good scores. If I didn't get good scores, I was pretty much, I mean, my management team talked to me about this, you know, everyone going into it talked to me about, you know, you hope to gain a fan base while you're on the show, but at the same time, you're not going in with one that watches the show. The demo of season 5 was not little kids. It is now maybe, but it was not young kids, their parents, but it was a lot older demo. The demo I think was between like 40 to 65 was the main demo. They didn't know who I was. So I had to do great routines and show my ability to get at least good scores. So half of the bank was good and trying to be as full as possible, because there was no guarantee I was going to get any votes.
But like, how about with like Sochi and Zendaya and all those people?
But they came so much later.
Yeah.
I was like one of the first people again that
you were. Yeah.
That didn't, I mean, I think about our season. I had Mel B, obviously huge, known everywhere, worldwide. I had Marie Osmond, talk about right smack in the dab of that demo. I had Jane Seymour. I had Wayne Newton.
Those four alone.
Then you got Elio, which the demo watches the same IndyCar. I didn't have anyone looking for a cheetah girl. No one was looking for a cheetah girl.
Other than that, do you have any regrets during that experience with Mark, or what is the biggest lesson you've learned through this experience?
I feel like the biggest lesson I feel like was I wish I had taken more pictures.
Was there such thing?
No, there's not. I wish I had taken more pictures. I think as far as how much I really put a lot of effort into trying to get to know the cast.
Yeah.
That was a big thing. I knew being in a makeup trailer with Jane Seymour and Marie Osmond, I would ask them about stories, anything. And they love telling them, which is amazing. They're both great storytellers. I didn't get to know Wayne that much then, but we went on tour right after. And that's when I really got to know him, his wife, his daughter, his sister-in-law, Trisha, who's still one of my really good friends. At that time, I wish I would have taken more moments to soak in. Instead, I was go, 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 go. You know, I was still working the Cheetah Girls. We were flying to do Good Morning America because the second movie was coming out. You know, we were doing a lot of stuff. And I feel like within all of my career, I was so young and I was just going, and I did not stop and really soak in as much as I feel like I could have, you know?
Right. So to be present. And
now I don't feel like I was as present. You know, like you said, we were dancing
young.
Today. We were partying at night. We were going to every red carpet that was out there. Sometimes two a night, you know, just go, go, go versus, you know, I know at that time I would go to red carpets and then leave. I wouldn't even stay to watch the movie sometimes. First of all, what a jerk move. That's so rude. I hate that.
Listen, but also, you were busy.
I was busy, and it was, I wanted to go. Obviously you want to do the red carpet thing, but I didn't realize, like, you're at this premiere, go right. watch the movie for the first time for the audience. Like mm-hmm. I just didn't do all that. It wasn't often that I don't want it to sound like it was always.
No, you're fine. I don't think you're the only one though. Put it that way.
Yeah.
Let's move on to All Stars really quick. Did you, so how was that process? Cause like, okay, so I danced with Emmett Smith cause he said, I will only do All Stars if I dance with Cheryl. And then
which,
mind you,
I
had Gil Marini on there as well. Dance with PETA. I had Drew Lachey dancing with Anya Trebunskaya, and it was odd, right? Like, and I know that you were paired with Louis and Mark right. was with Bristol Palin.
Bristol, I believe, had said she wouldn't do the show unless she got Mark.
So I then when they asked you, did they tell you this, that you weren't going to get Mark?
Do you remember how I got on the show?
On All Stars?
Yeah.
No.
They didn't ask me.
What do you mean?
Girl, I had to go through like a whole political campaign to get
Excuse
on the show.
Me?
Okay. So they set their cast at 12. And I remember I was doing the Vegas show with Joey
at the Tropicana.
At the Tropicana. It was so fun.
I was there for the opening and that was nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really didn't ever stop being at that bar. Like, of just fun. It was awesome because we got to have different pros come in and do, you know, just a couple weeks or whatever. It was really fun. The show is always changing and evolving with new people, but there were staples of it that were there. It was me, Joey Fatone, Kyle Massey, and Carson Kressley. No, Kim didn't come all. Kim wasn't always on it.
Okay.
No, because Joey had a different partner that Kim would come in and do. Kim did it a couple times, but she would come in and do Joey's partner stuff, some of it. So anyways, Joey gets the call, and I remember I was in Lacey Schwimmer's and we were in the dressing room, and Joey comes in and he's like, dude, did you hear they're doing an all-star cast or an all-star show? And I was like, no way. Cause they had never done it before. And I'm like, no. And he's like, yeah, Dina just called me and asked me to be on it. And I was like, no
way.
What
the hell?
And I remember my phone was on the stage from then on waiting and praying. But it seemed like everyone that was being called back to the show was finalists. And I remember crying to my manager going, there's just no way. I'm never going to get a spot. There's Drew's on it now. There's Emmett Smith, I heard, is on it because I had talked to you. There's all these people. I'm like, there's just no way. Dina calls me and I'll remember her phone. Her name comes up in my phone and I'm like, oh my gosh, and I'm shaking. And she goes, hey, so we're doing an all-star cast or an all-star season. I said, oh yeah.
I was like, oh, funny.
And my voice was so tight. Oh yeah. Really? She's like, yeah. So 12 of the celebrities have been placed, but we're looking for a 13th person. Okay. What we want to do is a big campaign. We want to get people really involved before the show even starts. So what we're going to do is we're going to get three celebrities to kind of duke it out. And I go, are we going to come dance? And she said, no, we're going to just put your guys' name up. You guys are going to have a voting between the three of you to get that 13th spot.
Whoa. Wait, I don't remember any of this.
Oh my gosh. It was like,
wait, so the public voted?
Yes. It was a huge campaign, like a
between?
Press campaign going up it.
Against?
They didn't. It was Carson. It was everyone I was on the show with in Vegas.
Well,
Carson and Kyle
that.
And me.
Oh, you would have won. Yeah, hands down, you would win.
Carson's so funny. And Kyle made the finals.
That's true. But they would have already asked him if that was the case.
Huh?
That they would have already asked him.
I don't know.
And then who knows about,
like,
was Lacey upset?
She had not gotten a call to be on the All-Star season. So then, but that also meant the Tropicana show was also possibly extending. And so she knew she would still be working at the Trop and extending the show. So then they came up, we each did these commercials of why you should vote. I look like a politician's secretary. I did not really look like a politician, but I didn't, you know, we do this whole campaign and we did a Good Morning America thing. Like they were doing a big press leading up to the All-Stars for people to start already getting involved in the show. It's brilliant. It's an amazing idea. I just wish I didn't have
to
do it.
How many votes did you win by? Do you know?
I don't know, but I started legitimately campaigning. I did all these videos. There was this group called Team Sabrina that tried to petition to get me put back on the show originally.
And I say this in my intro again, is one of the most shocking still to this day. Like it is still shocking.
I will say it was amazing that it happened because I would have never known the incredible team of, you know, the audience members, the fans out there. I would have never known how incredible they were and how supportive. So they got on the ball. I swear it was Team Sabrina that got me on the show. Dina said the votes were incredible and they were from the very first day and ability to vote. They were
This is why I think you got eliminated. I know you're not asking me, but I'm going to say it anyway.
I don't think
it's your fan base at all. I think it's the fact that people already thought you were going to be safe. So why waste votes on someone who's going to be safe regardless?
Cheryl, I will tell you right now, I remember being out that night and that's the exact words you told me. You literally said the same thing.
And well, at least you know it's consistent.
It does not feel better, but it does make...
Well, it should feel better because you know why? Then you're basically insinuating that you didn't have enough fans that voted. And that's not true. Like you have that crew of people that also got you a part of All-Stars. Like you still have your fan base, like personally for you. Yeah. So that should make you feel better if you change your perspective a little.
Totally. And you know, but I will say it put... I don't feel like I enjoyed my second season, the All-Star season.
Say more.
As much because I felt like I had so much pressure.
Coming from Louis?
No. Louis was amazing. I mean, I got lucky with two incredible teachers. I learned so many different things from each of them, but I just had so much pressure to be great for the fans that did get me on the show. I didn't get asked to be on it. I was voted on and I was so tired that whole season because I couldn't sleep. I was just really just nervous that I wasn't going to live up to this expectation that I had set in season 5.
Do you believe you set that expectation up in by yourself though? Like, do you really believe that the fans, your fans expected you to be perfect?
I don't think they expected me to be perfect, but they expected me to come out and dance the way I danced in season 5. And
you were better.
10 years older. I did have a lot more under my belt. I will say at that point, I did know a lot more about ballroom and cha-chas. And
but you also just came from a Vegas show. And
I
then
just
you
came
had,
from
like,
a Vegas
you did
show.
A tour.
But the Vegas show, even the way they treat celebrities, no matter what, like when you go on the road, like they're not like harping you about your technique or anything crazy.
No, but
maybe
you're
your partner
around
is,
it.
But
you're like literally your environment
you're around it.
Is
yeah,
all
you're,
ballroom
I'm
dancers.
Absorbing it. And yeah. like I said, I wanted to know everything. I didn't get to do, you know, a bachata in any of my routines. And I remember that was my like thing in the finale part of the Vegas show that I would sit on the side and go bachata, 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 bachata,
bachata. 1 yen, 2 yen, 3 yen.
1 yen, 2 yen, and turn, and turn, and turn.
Oh my God. Freaking Louis.
So funny. So yeah. Okay. Louis was amazing. I do have to make sure everyone knows how much I loved working with Louis.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just...
I mean, he loved dancing with you. You remind me of his partner, Julie Fryer. Did he ever say that to you?
My last dance, my rumba, was him and Julie's last dance they did.
I'm going to drop the mic. That is such bullshit.
I saw the video.
You did a professional routine, Sabrina.
I'm telling you, it was the routine.
That's
I saw the video. I had to learn
show you
off
right
of
there that you are more than qualified. I just did a world champions routine. No worries.
Well,
drop
talk
the
about pressure. Mic. This is like his. Everyone, this
but
was
no one else is at your level. like no one else has been and will or ever will be. I'm not giving Emmett Smith my professional routine I did with this guy named Jose DeCamps. Derek's not giving Nicole Scherzinger his
routine. He was so good, Nicole.
No, that shit is crazy. I just want you to know that you are amazing.
And so was Shawn Johnson. That she was on the All-Star season. So Shawn Johnson was amazing. Okay,
but like you are amazing. I want you to know that
Thank you
are beyond, like, as far as technical ability, performance wise, like everything, Sabrina, I want you to know you couldn't do any better than you did, regardless of the result.
Thank you.
Period.
Thank you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Rapid fire, quickly.
Oh, God.
Pro partner edition, Mark Ballas versus Louis Van Amstel. How would you compare Louis's teaching style versus Mark's?
Louis was very intricate and went slowly. So where like he wouldn't move past the step until I did it like perfectly. Mark was, he was a lot faster. I had to keep up with him. Then he would go back and we would do it again. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was a totally different style pace. Of teaching, different pace. I liked both of them though. It was cool. It was awesome to be taught two different ways.
Did you feel like they both wanted to collaborate with you?
Collaborate?
Mm-hmm. Like was one more open to collaborate than the other or?
No, I feel they both, if they would ask me questions and stuff, but my answer was always, I want to do what you think is best. So I, yeah. They both probably stopped at some point because they knew I just wanted to do what they wanted to do.
Who was the better teacher?
Oh,
no one's listening to this. Don't worry.
Just no one's listening to this. You know what? So. I don't think I could. I think for at each time they were perfect for me. I think Louis would have probably bored me when I was younger. As far as that pace.
Yeah, yeah.
But had Mark done that to me when I was older, I probably would have gotten irritated. So they were like perfect from, they were, you know what I mean? They were perfect for the time of when right. I was on the show, for sure.
Who did you have the most chemistry with on the floor and off the floor?
You know, I would normally obviously say Mark at that time. But then I just recently, after when I got the call for this, watched Louis and I's rumba. And I was like, oh, I think
on the floor, steamy. Louis, for yeah. sure.
Yeah. Yeah. He seems so great. I love my Cinderella dance with him. That waltz was so fun. I've never felt so, I felt as beautiful there as I did on my wedding day.
I mean, honestly, you guys really complimented each other, both as, yes. you know, for Louis as well. Who had the best lead?
Ooh, I think Louis did, because I was a better follower. Yeah, I was a better follower with with Mark. Just I knew
different,
the choreography.
Different schools of training too. Yeah. I don't think Shirley.
But I knew
Corky
the choreography. I went in as a dancer, like a hip hop dancer. The background I had in the season five versus my All Star season, I had learned and watched so much more of being led. I did not know how to be led with Mark. So I just did the steps on the counts and the accents and the music.
Right.
With Louis, he could have walked me through that dance with any song. It wouldn't have mattered. He really was able to guide me, but it's because I let him. So it was probably my fault. I mean, not probably. It was my fault.
I think that's why you had more power, in all fairness here. When it comes to your movement and the quality of movement, there was more power and dynamic because of, that's what you do. I mean, I see there's different ways of thinking, right? Like for me, I was coached by someone who would stop dancing with me if I didn't follow his lead. So it's like, it's a different way of thinking, but not one is better than the other. However, when it comes to execution, I prefer that style more.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, really quick, rapid fire Cheetah Girl edition. If the Cheetah Girls were to reunite for one more project, what would it be? And are you guys reuniting?
That's two questions, by the way.
Yes, that is. Rapid fire. Let's go.
I think that the Cheetah Girls would most likely do a movie. And I feel like there's hints out there that there's something going on. What I would really love to do is a reunion show. I would love to get on a stage and kill it again with my girls, that we were so many girls' first concert back in the day. And I would love to go and reenact our stage work and have them bring their kids, because a lot of those girls now have kids, and that would be my dream. I'm not sure if that will ever happen. I would be 100% down if that ever came up.
So you guys are reuniting?
I don't know. Honestly, I think it's out there. It's finally out there. There was complete silence, crickets everywhere. Now there's a rumbling. So
is there truth to the rumblings?
Actually finally, like within the world of, you know, behind the scenes stuff, it's actually rumbling and steps I think are starting to possibly happen. Nothing's been greenlit, I don't think. Not yet.
All right. Good to know. Yeah. What was the most significant challenge you all faced together as a group back in the day?
I think, you know, one thing that was really tough was Keely, Adrian, and I were touring. We were together all the time doing Cheetah Girl stuff. Raven was doing that. So it was kind of a separation. So I think the second movie was a little tough behind the scenes. I don't think you see it portrayed on camera at all, but I think, you know, we were young. We were really young. We were early 20s. I think we could have been more cognizant of what we should have done before we even went to Barcelona to make sure when we were there, that wasn't a vibe, you know, and that goes to show maturity levels. And
what happened in Barcelona?
Nothing happened in Barcelona, but just, it wasn't like, she was in an apartment. We were in a hotel, you know, we were separate. So she was a little bit away. So we would have a car. Nothing was done on purpose in any sense. It just was not the four of us the way the first movie was. And I wish we would have either fought to have her come to the hotel or for us to have an apartment where she was, because that alone, before and after you're on set, the time away from it is really what bonds you as actors and friends.
Yeah.
And we had that in the first movie and we didn't. So I feel like I wish we would have been a little bit more deliberate of, it's the four of us and we need to be together. You know,
and
I wish
that
we
were
going to
do
that
this next time around.
I mean, they can come hang out with my kids. You know, if they want to know what real crazy is. But yeah, you know, one of the things when I was on the season was going to the Spice Girls. Do you remember going to the Spice Girls reunion show? Mm-hmm. And we walked backstage and they had a specific room where all their kids and nannies were playing. They had like a playroom.
Yeah, like a green room for them. Yeah.
Yes, that's my dream. Like, how amazing would that be? Everyone's amazing. Got their own buses. Yes. Your family's on tour. And you've got green rooms that, like, the kids just go nuts and learn to be friends and everything as well.
We don't even have time for any fan questions, which is a shame, but I love you.
I'll come back on.
Okay, good.
100%. I love
you. Thank you. See, it wasn't that bad, was it?
It wasn't. I mean, you
basically
know.
Interviewed yourself, so.
Okay.
Wait, seriously though, do you love the, podcast, please promote.
Yes, I am doing a podcast called Magical Rewind. If you are a Disney lover, and especially a Disney Channel lover, you're going to love it. It's every single week. I'm literally going to do the next episode right after this. It is about, we rewatched the Disney Channel original movies. These movies are so good, or so funny, or miss the mark,
or smart, like really like life lessons, right?
They are life lessons. We also do Wonderful World of Disney movies as well, which are, they go back even farther. They're not always available, so we have a hard time reaching for those, but it's so fun to rewatch those movies now as an adult and just have a night of like nostalgia. You think of who your crush was at that time and how you thought that was like, just like that, the main actor, or you think of your friends watching it.
I love you, Sabrina. Thank you so much for doing this. And everyone, this check so out there, fun. Her podcast. Where can people find your podcast really quick?
It's obviously on iHeart Radio.
Anywhere you listen to podcasts. Shit.
Anywhere you listen to podcasts, it is. And we're also on Instagram called The Magical Rewind Pod. And you can find me on Sabrina.Brian. And yes, it's so fun. And we do fun interviews with the actors too.
I know you have to go, but I saw this video with you hanging out with Demi Lovato, the Jonas Brothers. Like, there was like this whole YouTube. That was great. You guys were in the bathroom. You guys were like,
that was at the beginning. You. Yeah. The Jonas Brothers actually, which is so crazy to think, on our Cheetah Girl Christmas tour, you know, we had a bus. Our opening act, Ali and AJ, they had a bus. Jonas Brothers was their opening act, and they were running. If you ever look at their documentary, they used to ride around in this 12-passenger van. That's what they drove around behind our buses in. The Jonas Brothers. They were our opening act. That's and then crazy. By the time we saw them after Camp Rock, they were like megastars, just megastars. And it was.
Do you still keep in touch with them?
No, not really. I saw Joe at, I think it was your birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Years ago, like a couple years ago.
And that's the last time I saw him.
Yeah.
And he was so sweet still. Such a sweet guy. The whole family.
Yeah. I love you, Sabrina. Go get ready for your podcast. Welcome to the podcast world.
Get some work done now. It feels like we had coffee this morning.
I know, seriously. But there's still like so much to talk about. But we'll continue. TBD off camera.
Yeah.
Love you. Thank you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye. I just want to thank you all so much for listening. And since you guys have been loving the podcast so much, especially when I do recaps of past seasons, we decided to make it a series. So make sure to not only listen every Mondays for the interview portion, but now you can look forward to listening to an all new rewatch recap series here on Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans every Wednesdays, along with another weekly episode of Headlines and Hot Topics. That's three full episodes of Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans that drop every single week. So make sure to listen so you can get your fix of all things DWTS related. Love you guys so much. Until next time.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.